for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Labor Day Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, September the 2nd, 2016, Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service, teaching on traps, snares, and delusions.
I'm going to ask Brother Randy to come now. Just keep the spirit that is here flowing.
We just entered a holy place. The Bible tells us that we're to enter His courts with thanksgiving and enter His gates with praise. And we entered His courts with thanksgiving and we entered His place with His gates with praise earlier. But there's a place that you move beyond that into a worship and an adoration and just the pure love of the Lord. Just His love. And the Lord used that minister there to take us there. We can be grateful for that. Because honestly, it's in that place. It's in that place that we're going to have to be to gain strength for the days ahead.
Amen.
And there was a call for mercy, and mercy was cried out, and we need to be as a people praying that people all over this country are crying out for mercy, because judgment is coming, but you have to understand we're already in judgment. And the evidence is this, is that when you see a nation given over to sexual sin, completely given over, when you see a nation given over to killing its babies, okay, those are things that came upon this nation because of eternal of many, many, many years ago. So when you see that it's declared okay by our government for males to marry males and females to marry females, you know, see, we've seen, let's say in my lifetime, we heard the term shacking up today as we were talking at lunch. Most people don't even know that term anymore, but it used to be that it was like a scandal for people to live together in sin. I'm talking heterosexually. I heard a minister say what one generation tolerates, the next will celebrate. And we are seeing a descent. And as the cries out, you know, listen, we're not going to change the book. But what we can do is call on the mercy of God so that others can come into the kingdom. Yes. Jesus said that we're to work while it's still light before it becomes dark, and no man can work. So if our hearts get right and we call out for the Lord for mercy for the people. Now let me tell you something. When you call out for mercy and you repent for the lost, that doesn't get them saved. They have to repent. But what it does is disarm the enemy from using their sin to increase his power to destroy. You hear that? That's why it says, my people call out. We're already going to heaven. Everybody in here is going to heaven. Raise your hand.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Now, y'all be real thankful. That's that. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Born again people. Give me one second. Amen. You say you're brand new? All of heaven's celebrating. We do too. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Everybody stand up with me, if you would. We're going to sing a little song together. Must be song day. All right. Some of you may know this and some of you may not, but it's just simple. We're only going to sing the just one part of it. And it goes like this, and I'm going to sing it first, and you can sing with me. It says, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Now we're going to change one word. And it's going to be, I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I am a child of God. you believe that, praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Now listen, we're all a work in progress, right? But you need to declare your mouth what you believe. Huh? You want to, we're working, listen, part of coming here is to break those bondages and slavery to the enemy. But out of your mouth, listen, the Bible says that faith is, believes it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. So even if you haven't seen it manifest in your life yet, believe it. God is doing it. He's mighty in battle. And He's for us and He's not against us. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, You're a mighty God. You're strong in battle. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You're the Ancient of Days. There is no God like You. You are a warrior. Yahweh is Your name. You are the great I Am. You are the I Am that You're the I Am. You have given us authority over all the power of the enemy. As our sister sang, we're not orphans. We're Your kids. And we just sang, we are not a slave to fear, and we're not a slave to sin.
Amen.
We do overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And Father, we just thank You that every invocation, everything that's been sent, everything that's been spoken, every bit of evil, every evil word, every bit of confusion, every assignment of the enemy falls to the ground. And we consider them null and void in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Lord, we thank You for the anointing that destroys yokes. Thank You for anointing my tongue to speak to Your people. Thank You for the privilege of doing that, Lord. And thank You that they have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say and eyes to see. Now, Father, You speak to Your people in many ways. Some hear the still small voice. Some have vision. Some have dreams. Some just know all things by an unction of the Holy Ghost. Some have all. But, Lord, I thank You that You're going to speak to Your children tonight and beyond all the days of their life in Jesus' name. Everybody say, I do have.
I do have.
Ears to hear.
Ears to hear.
And ear to hear. What the Spirit of the Lord would say to
me.
Lord,
Lord,
open the eyes,
of
my understanding.
I
ask You.
I ask You.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank You, Father. Tonight we're going to hit a number of areas. Traps, snares, and delusions. Symbolism, jewelry, toys and games, a spirit called Kundalini, and Freemasonry. We're going to take a bite of each of them and do deliverance at the end. Amen?
Amen.
You can also call this killing your sacred cows.
Right.
Everybody say, if I have a sacred cow, I want to kill it today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our key scriptures, Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being a priest to me. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your sons, even I. That's the word of the Lord. And He's talking to people that had the knowledge. See, they're destroyed for lack of knowledge. But He's talking to people that had the knowledge. They had the word and chose not to partake. Second scripture is John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. And the Lord says, I have come so that they may have life and they might have it more abundantly. How many want a more abundant life?
Yeah.
How many want the thief involved in their business? I've decided in my life, listen, just briefly, smoked the first dope at 10 years old, lived a life of all of that till I was 39 and a half years old. And the grace and the mercy of Almighty God reached down, pulled me out of the pit, and set my feet on solid ground, and began to deliver me. Okay? And He immediately delivered me of the drugs and the alcohol and the sexual sin and all that mess. And then it began the process of the rejection and the fear and the anger and all those things that were the root from the hurts and wounds. Now that was the grace of God. I don't know why He did that way for me, but He did. But I just know this, he has a plan to deliver you.
Yeah.
However he wants to do it. Our job is just to submit. Now, I guess it was a blessing that I wasn't church trained in the form of I had no unbelief because of church training. Listen to this. Alright, listen. Praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for the folks that have been in church all their life and love the Lord and were able to live a good life. Nobody lives a spotless life, only Jesus. But good lives. And you see sometimes families or generational blessings on them, and you see that shine, and that's just as powerful a testimony. Amen?
Yeah.
Right? But there can also be a place where you're trained wrong, where tradition of men, Jesus told the Pharisees, said your traditions have made the Word of God moot.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean the Word of God isn't true. It means that it effectively has destroyed the ability of the people to walk out the Word of God because of what they did with it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody say, I give up. All tradition.
All religion.
All religion.
All religion.
That makes the Word of God.
That makes the Word of God.
Not effective.
Not effective.
For my life.
For my life.
I break that off.
I break that off.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Let's just get rid of those demons now. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father,
I break the curse that came from religion
and tradition
and the doctrines of demons
and
the lies of men
and
what's been added to the Bible
and
what's been taken away.
I
repent and I command
demons
to leave me now.
In
Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Take a deep breath. Come on out of them now. In the name of Jesus. Come on out of them. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. I bind in the name of Jesus every hindrance in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. First place we're going to go is symbols. A symbol is a thing that represents or stands for something else. It is especially a material object representing something abstract. Quote, there is a limousine was another symbol of his wealth and authority. The synonyms are emblem, token, sign, representation, figure, or image. Symbolism means the practice of representing things by symbols or the investing things with a symbolic meaning or character. It can be a set or system of symbols, and it also, again, a symbolic meaning of character. It can be the use of any of certain special figures or marks of identification to signify a religious message or a divine being as the cross for Christ in the Christian faith. Now, symbolism matters. The whole world that understands supernatural. I could go into a bunch of Illuminati symbolism and show you how much the powers that be in this world care about symbols. Everything. Everything. It matters. It matters to the whole world. Those people understand the spirit realm, although they try to teach you that none of it matters, to be honest with you. The witches understand the spirit realm. The warlocks understand the spirit realm. The witch doctor understands the spirit realm. Everybody that hates us understands symbology. It matters what you symbolize with. Symbols make a statement of what you identify with and what you believe in. They make a statement of who you believe in and who you belong to. God felt it important enough to give us the following instructions. Deuteronomy 5 and 8 says, you shall not make a graven image for you, any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above or in the earth below or in the waters beneath the earth. 7:25, you shall burn the graven images of their gods with fire. You shall not desire the silver or gold on them, nor take it for yourself, so that you may not be snared in it. How many want to be snared here? I don't want to be snared. For in it is an abomination to Jehovah your God. 7:26, and you shall not bring an abomination into your house, lest you be a cursed thing like it. So he's saying, you bring something cursed into your home, you become like it. Oh, by the way, the job of every demon is to make you like it.
Yeah.
So if it's an anger demon, it wants you to be angry. If it's a perversion demon, it wants you to be perverse. If it's a religious demon, it wants you to be religious. They're trying to impart their character to us. How many know our character is supposed to be like the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Some symbolic things are guaranteed to bring a demon with them. Things made in the image of false gods or for the purpose of worship become charged objects. Just think of that. Something charged. If you have a battery, it's charged with power. Dead battery has no power. But something that's given over to these gods that is made in their image or is made and dedicated to them, even jewelry, things, that, all sorts of things, when they give them to their gods, they get a demon and it comes into your home. Say, I'm going to get rid of charged objects in my home. You mean it? Mean it. Amen?
Amen.
Cursed by God Himself, they will have a demon or demons attached to them. They come into your home like a Trojan horse. How many know what a Trojan horse is? Okay? It's a gift that looks good. It looks like it's okay. But inside is the enemy who is going to destroy you. Statements are made like, I like the way it looks. I don't believe in it. So what harm is it? I am a so-and-so, fill in the blanks. And this is part of my culture and heritage. Listen to me. Culture and heritage is just fine as long as it doesn't become something that has to do with false god. The food, whatever. But if any of that takes over and goes to a place where it's an abomination before God, you can be destroyed for it. We need to be of Jesus. And our culture is of the Lord. And our culture, I don't care, red, yellow, black, white, brown, we're God's kids. We need to believe Him. And we need to do what He says. And listen, by the way, when you do that, you'll meet opposition of people that think you're crazy. I'd rather call me crazy and be all right with God than to everybody think I'm okay and I'm going to go fall off the cliff with them. Amen? How about my God is bigger than that so I can have it because it's covered under grace? Well, I got news for you. Grace is God's ability to save you. Grace is God's power to keep you from sin. Grace is God's power when you run to Him in repentance to be forgiven and restored. But grace is not a license to sin. If you're using your grace as a license to sin, that's what Paul said. Heaven forbid that we sin so more grace comes.
Right.
You may not... Listen, you're on the way to destruction. If the doors are open, the doors are open. How many know what open doors are? Tomorrow I'm going to show you a chart. Okay? Lord willing. We might not even be here tomorrow. How many know that? Thank you, Lord, every day for the time you have. Amen? There are people getting arrested right now. There's a guy got arrested as a fireman for praying on the job. They know he arrested him. He's in Mississippi. They arrested him, and he went to jail for 30 days. He's under suspension because at every fire he would pray. Oh, yeah, that's stupid. But it's part of the deal. All right. So, we want to use the grace of God. Grace, you could take the word grace and you could substitute the word power. In all the places grace is written, and understand that what that means is God's power to you to accomplish a life of holiness. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody say, I can't be holy.
Without God's help.
But with God's help, I can do it. In Jesus' name.
Amen?
He wouldn't have told you to be holy because I'm holy unless He was going to help you do it. We're all helpless without Him. Okay. Other symbols may not immediately bring a demon, but they're a very poor witness. They identify you with dark things. They give the enemy right to have access into your life. Remember this. There is no vacuum in the spirit realm. It's either God or it's not. All mixture belongs to the devil. All of it. The term on the fence or half in and half out is impossible. The fence belongs to the devil. God may have mercy and spare you death, but destruction comes with the mixture. Our God is pure, and He's holy, and He never changes. Listen, all of His commandments were given to separate His people from those in darkness. It was not only to protect them so He could bless them. Listen, God is not a control freak. Anybody thinks God's a control freak, you're wrong. If He's giving you a free will choice, He's not trying to control you. He has all power. He can do anything he wants to, and he never makes you do anything. He can lift his hand of protection. You can get whacked. He'll send tormentors if you choose to stay in unforgiveness. He does all those things, but I'm going to tell you something. He always says, here I am, choose me. Here I am, choose life. You go back to Old Testament, he took them on the mountain, he showed them blessings and curses, and he says, choose life. It's always choose life. It gives you free will choice. The commandments of God are a fence that if you stay obedient to God and you live in the Spirit of God and you choose that you want to live a life that's holy, then He can protect us and cause us to shine and look like something that somebody would want to be like. So those that He's working on out in the world, those that are lost, those that are dying, those that are bound for hell would look and say, those people have something different. The man on the plane heard something different from Brother Merrill. The man on the plane heard something different because he's living for God. Now, none of us are perfect, but our goal should be that somebody sees us and said,
amen.
Man, something is different. And it takes sacrifice. It does. But God will help us and it's worth everything. We want people to receive God's goodness. How many know they're only here because God saved them? Spared them? I promise you, I could count countless times I know of when I was supposed to die.
That's right.
By the reckoning of the world, by what the circumstances were going on. Before I was saved and after I've been saved.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Now listen, for some who are graced by God, these things manifest quickly. Let me tell you something. What I find is that those people that are hard charging after the Lord and they bring something in their house that and they've started to get open and they have some understanding and they're getting cleansed and they bring something wrong in there and they get it, something manifests. And I'm talking about things running down the side of the walls, out of the corner of your eye. Anybody ever see that? Huh? Those are spirits. They look like a mouse running down the wall, but there isn't a mouse there. Okay? Or something happens, there's a vision happens, there's a dream, there's something indicating something's wrong. I can't tell you how many times since we've been born again, since we began walking out our cleansing, since we begin being that the Lord has shown us something's in our house that don't work. And it happens quickly now. Quickly. But now guess what? If you don't get it that way, there can be changes in circumstance. So this delayed calamity. The devil doesn't mind killing you slow. He doesn't mind laying a trap. And then all of a sudden you've got sicknesses, broken relationships, lost jobs, descending into alcoholism and drug use, sexual sin. Go down the list of things that could be happening in your life and you never ever put it to what's in your home. I remember one time years passed, my brother stayed at a house I had at one point, and Callie and I came home. Callie's my wife back here in the back. The blonde girl waved there. There you go. There's my sweetie. And so we came home, and my brother was staying at the house, and we saw, or she saw, I didn't see it, but she saw it. She says, a woman standing in front of the garage. And so now we know something's wrong because there was not a human woman there. So I walk in the garage, I begin to pray, and I look on the ground, and there's rock and roll albums there. All unholy rock and roll albums. So the Lord let us see that in order to go get rid of those things. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. The wages of sin is death, which takes many forms. Here's a bonus for you. Paul's preaching to a church that did not have a New Testament. In Romans 6:23, wages of sin is death. They didn't have the New Testament. They had the law and they had the prophets. They had the wisdom books, the Proverbs, the Ecclesiastes. They had the Psalms. And he's speaking to these people and he's telling them the wages of sin is death. Well, these people would have known that if you go back to Deuteronomy 27:28 and read the blessings and the curses, that's the blessings, praise God for. But you know, when you look at that, it's like there's twice as many curses. God is over and over saying, don't get involved in this. You know, His blessings are abounding. And they trump those curses if we'll live for Him. But if we get involved, it's bad. And He always told them, and it'll come on your children. How many know people care about their children?
Oh, yeah.
unless their hearts have grown so dull and the love has waxed so cold, they don't care about their children if you get too deep. Now listen to me. I know that there's places, there may be people here that have been hooked on stuff and hurt their children. And you really love your children, but that bondage is strong. And maybe you've never been in a place to get delivered before. All right? We're praying that happens everywhere, but you're here now. And you forget about that past. Leave it alone. Do what God does for you and walk on and believe for goodness. Okay? So the wages of sin, Deuteronomy 27 and 28, read the curses. And now it's in agricultural terms. So you can take your crops dry up to I lose my job. Okay? Just read it for what it says. And Carla ministered on that. And we got rid of some stuff. How many know some stuff is left since they've already been here?
Yeah.
Amen? Okay. But I want to tell you, and as Gary said, you read that word and repent it. Did anybody, people that were in here this morning, heard that, right? Or maybe did you say it this morning or when we were in prayer? But she reads the word and repents when she finds something in there that you ought to repent for. But if you go to Deuteronomy 27 and 28 and you read those curses, repent for them specifically.
Yeah.
Repent for you and your ancestors and say, I break this in Jesus' name. God wants you to get free and freer and freer and not... Listen, He wants you to walk to such a place, yet we want you to come back here. You keep coming back here. Those that do keep growing. We see death leave and life come in here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, every one of us wants you to get where you walk in your own deliverance.
Yes.
Where you keep the stuff out. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. All right. Let's pray.
There it is.
Dear Heavenly Father,
Amen.
You are Yahweh. The great I am. You know all things. What is for me, what is against me. I repent, Father, in Jesus' name, for participating in ungodly activity and having ungodly items in my possession, in my household, even where it's been through ignorance. I ask for forgiveness. I take authority and dominion over the spirits that came with these sins and find them in Jesus' name. I command them to sit down and shut up as I'm being taught, and forbid them to hinder me from the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I do command all of them to leave as their legal rights are stripped in Jesus' name. Father, your servant is listening and looking for what you would say to me and show me. My soul blesses you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody take a deep breath. All you weak ones, get out now in the name of Jesus. The ones that are ordained to leave right now, come on out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name. All right, we'll go into some symbolism. All seeing eye. Anybody ever see that?
Yep.
Back to the dollar bill. Unholy item. It's Masonic, which we'll go into Freemasonry here in a little bit. But ultimately, it represents the eye of Horus. Everybody's heard of ISIS, right? Well, that's an acronym for a Muslim military and that group over there. But it has a meaning. And ISIS, you have an unholy Egyptian trinity called Osiris. Isis is the female, and their child called Horus. Horus and this eye here called the all-seeing eye is representative of the ability to see into the spirit realm outside of God. It's illegal. It's breaking the law. See? God said that the word God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder between sword and spirit, between soul and spirit. There is supposed to be a separation. The only time you're supposed to see in the spirit realm is if God does it.
Yeah.
The just live by,
amen.
We walk by,
amen.
And not by,
amen.
Amen. So when God wants to open us up to see something, if He shows us the demon walking down the wall, or we see something that's from him, praise the Lord. But understand that the enemy will show you things too. And the people that work witchcraft, the people that work ritual, then they went into sweat lodges, when they took mushrooms, when they took peyote, well, all of these things have been done throughout time to open up the spirit realm so they can meet with their gods. So oftentimes God's people either have something inherited that's come down their bloodline, Freemasonry will do it, that opens up the third eye, the eye of Horus. The Hindu dot, anybody ever see that? That's what it represents. Listen, all over the world, all of that religion, all over the world, got repackaged, renamed, other deal, but all the symbolism, if you really learn symbolism, you'll learn it all came out of Babylon. Okay? Came out of Babylon, and then it came from before that, even pre-flood. Okay? So here's this eye of Horus that is open because of drug use as well. So drug use of and there's a thing called hallucinations. Anybody ever had any? Well, what you saw was in the spirit realm. The realm was open. The world has no term except for an hallucination. Well, what's happening is there is a parting of the veil and you're seeing real things. But we don't want to see those things. Amen?
Amen.
If God shows it, so be it. That's the way it's supposed to be. No, there are many Christians that are seeing in the spirit realm all the time, seeing this, seeing this, seeing this, seeing this. And when I'm hearing it where it's continual, almost every time I know that the third eye is open. We utterly want every gift of God. Anything He wants to show us, we deny none of that. Okay? But we do not want that third eye open. It also brings, when it's open, it brings witchcraft prophecy. Okay? So people are prophesying in the church with their third eye open, and the prophecies are not from God, but they seem from God, and the people think it's from God, and they're hearing voices that aren't from God, and therefore when you hearken to a voice that's not God and you obey it, you are in divination. Okay? We want to close those things. It's real simple. Even, all right, I just talked about prophecy. We need prophetic words. We need every gift that God has. But we don't want the counterfeit. Amen? So everybody's willing to pray with me right now. We're going to take care of that eye. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for me and my ancestors, for any sin that opened the third eye, that would cause me to see into the spirit realm, to hear things that aren't from you, Lord. I repent. I break these curses. Father, I renounce the third eye. I renounce all demonic giftings, all counterfeits. I renounce it all. Witchcraft prophecy. Demonic tongues. Clairvoyance. And all other giftings. Not from God. And I command those spirits to leave. I also break the power of everything spoken over me by anybody that has the third eye open. In Jesus' name. That wasn't from God. Because see, the thing is they could speak something from God, and the next minute not, if they're born again. Okay? What spirit we're operating in. Okay? The Bible says we're to test every spirit.
Yeah.
And so listen, so we don't become critical and judgmental, and we can't receive from anybody because we're scared. My prayer is always like this, and I'm going to lead you through it. And that prayer is, Yahweh, I receive everything from you that you have from me, but I utterly deny any other spirit. Everywhere I go. Because if it's God, I want it. If it's not, I know. It's that simple. And God will honor that. And so will the devil. He has to. You're God's gift. So say, Father, all of those giftings that are not from you, I now command to flee. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come out of them now in the name of Jesus. Loose God's people in the name of Jesus. I break the power of all witchcraft and prophecy spoke over them in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every demonic tongue prayed against them, I break the power through them. I break it now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Get out. Loose God's people in the name of Jesus. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. All words of knowledge that work from the Lord, words of wisdom that work from the Lord, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Even the spirit that exploits mercy and makes enablement, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come on out of God's people in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Alchemy. It's like unto the first symbol. You see the triangle? See the triangle? Thank you, Father. But the eye's in the middle now. Okay? It's the same thing, just kind of repositioned. And there's a thing called sacred geometry that the powers that be manipulate. We are, listen, we are entering into an era. We're here. Let's just say, I'm not even going to say we're entering. It's done. And it's going further. Like the Tower of Babel, God said that whatever man puts his mind to do, he can do. Okay? Whatever he puts his mind to do, he can do. And he told Eve in the garden, you can be as God. Okay? Now listen, that doesn't mean anybody's God. But what can God do? He's supernatural. He can intercede and change things. Earth, wind, fire, and rain. All those things can be altered by God. Well, witchcraft did the same thing. All right? But now technology is coming to a place where what things can be made real that aren't real. Things can be made real that aren't real. They're going to be able to put holographic images out that you wouldn't even know it's not a human. Okay? They had mind control things. I mean, it's unbelievable. So what was only done by witchcraft or God's intercession on the earth, changing things. Okay? Like the seas raging no more with the word spoken. They got technology to stop that. I mean, it's going way beyond. So understand, when you know that, two things. Get close to God. Number two, celebrate. He's coming. He's coming. Amen? All right. No fear here. Say, no fear here.
No fear here.
Amen. All right. Amulets. Amulets are magic charms, such as the little Navajo bear earring. Brings good luck and protection against illness, accidents, and evil forces. Problem with things like that is that it doesn't do that. It brings them. So what you're wearing it to do, it actually causes to happen to you. Anarchy. That's a symbol popular in the world today. And by the way, if you saw the two legs on that A extended beyond the O and put somewhere there's been a sacrifice made, blood, human or animal, by the people that operate in witchcraft. That spirit, the next one's called an Ankh. It's an Egyptian cross symbolizing a mythical, eternal life, rebirth, and life-giving power of the sun. I've seen Christians wear this. It is an Egyptian symbol. It's unholy. There's a Blair Witch symbol. Sacred bull, the Egyptian idol. These ancient Egyptian idols, once worshipped as manifestations of gods, are being revived. Can anybody say Red Bull?
Red Bull.
The drink?
Wow.
Okay. Caduceus is the staff of Hermes. It's an ancient symbol dating back to the Greek messenger god Hermes. We're going to deal with him. See that double-headed snake? You'll see in a little bit another manifestation of a double-headed snake that I'm going to show you. There's chaos. See that ship's wheel right there? Apparently a self-made form of occultism taught through role-playing games such as Warhammer. How many know games can get you in trouble?
Yeah, right.
Bad trouble. Okay? All right. Now what we got? That's a point within a circle. That's the Masonic symbolism. That's a male member. This is female. Okay? Has to go back to Baal worship, idol worship, fertility cults. This is earth, wind, fire, and rain. That is a witchcraft symbolism. Of course, there's Masonic, heaven to earth. It goes all the way back. I'll explain some of that later. But it basically, one of the things is I'll talk about a little Freemasonry in a little bit, but understand that Freemasonry, the tenets of Freemasonry at the very basis level, not going into the depth of what's wrong, but if you live by the square and the compass, a moral life, you can go to the great architect of the universe in their belief system. That is a lie. You don't get to go to heaven unless you go through Jesus.
Right.
Your behavior will not get you there.
Right.
Okay? So that's the problem. Well, here's a... Oh, come back here. There's a moon god. How about the man in the moon? It has to do with God, moon god worship. This is what's called a quarter cross. Earth, wind, fire, and rain was imposed by the Druid culture when the Catholic Church moved into Ireland. Scotland. It's still earth, wind, fire, and rain. And every, listen to me, the people that have understanding of symbology know that. Okay? So here's your double-headed eagle, which is also a phoenix. It represents, look, the powers that be, the elite powers of the world are Luciferian. And their goal is to destroy this country. This country has to be destroyed in order to fold everything into a one world government. Okay? And but their belief system is out of the ashes. So out of chaos comes a new world order, but their symbol is a phoenix. And so that phoenix means out of the ashes of what is now will come a new order. Everybody say, Jesus,
Jesus
is bringing a new world order. In Jesus' name. Amen? Right. Now look, see that right there? That is called the Jerusalem cross, but it's also a cross of a demon named Baphomet. B-A-P-H-O-M-E-T. Baphomet is a Masonic spirit. It is a male-female spirit. It's a goat god, and it's wicked as it can be, worshipped by the Knights Templars, and I've seen those given out on TVN if you send them an offering. They don't know. Iron Cross of Germany. Over here is a griffin. That's a dragon and a griffin. Revelation 12:9 calls Satan a serpent, the dragon of old, or a dragon, the serpent of old. Okay. We had a little kid. I had a little kid one time over at my house, and he was playing with my son when he was a little boy. And this kid was he was a little rough. He wasn't acting too well, and he had a shirt on that was a dragon on it. And I said, "Son, are you a Christian?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, let me show you something." I went and read Revelation right there, and I read about the devil being called a dragon. And I said, "How about I give you another shirt to wear while you're here?" He said, okay. Now, I couldn't throw a shirt away. It wasn't mine to do. You know, I'm not his parents. But you know what? I gave him another shirt, and he was a real good kid the whole ride. Just saying. It's the real deal.
Right.
What he wore attracted that. If you're a Christian, listen to me. Listen, we're going to go into some things and root some things out, which would be why you would be attracted to this stuff in the first place. Okay? But if you've got, I've seen Christians got all these swords with dragon claws and nasty. You look at it in a minute and go, man, what is that? Oh, they're wearing dragon shirts. They got dragon tattoos. And you got things that are reflecting of the dark kingdom. They reflect it. They're a bad witness. They say, but the enemy takes advantage of it. Just know that. All right, dream catcher. I live in Oklahoma. Every other car has got one. And every other car is cursed.
Wow.
Cursed. Period. What that thing does is its job is while you sleep to catch spirits. Well, it'll catch them all right. They'll come right in it and throw it into you. Okay? Because it is a witchcraft tool. It's a Native American medicine man tool. Everybody say, I reject.
I reject
the work of the medicine man.
In Jesus' name.
But see, they like that because of their culture. People wear their earrings, got dream catchers off. You got those, get rid of them. We saw a lady the other day in a church service, and she was beat up, and a woman of God, and she had a big old dream catcher right on her chest. So when they all got through, I went up to her and said, ma'am, have you considered that dream catcher? She said, what? So I said, yeah, that necklace. I said, I told her what it was. I said, it's an accursed object. She said, well, God's been trying to show me. Now, you know, we fight things. We do. And a lot of times we'll dismiss things and say they're ridiculous. But I'm going to tell you something. If the Holy Spirit is drawing you to look at something, and then you look at it again, and then the next day you look, he's telling you, get rid of it.
Okay.
Amen? All right. Back here is the evil eye. Everybody say, I break the power.
I break the power.
Oh, the evil eye.
The evil eye.
The ohos.
The
ohos. Anybody's looked at me?
With an evil eye.
With an evil eye. And I repent.
I repent.
If I've done it to somebody else.
I've done it to somebody else.
One time my wife and I were in a ministry, and another little girl that we know and love, they were in that ministry, and we were all in there together, and both those girls woke up, their eyes were hurting, and there was all sorts of, I mean, it was just bad, like they had gravel in their eyes. And there was a woman in there that wasn't acting, you know, we knew she had some issues, okay? She was just working things she ought not have been working. And we knew it. And as those two hadn't talked, they hadn't known it, they came together and they knew their eyes were messed up, and I looked at them, and this came straight from the Lord because I had no idea what. I said, I break the power of the evil out. And they were both instantly healed.
Wow.
Wow.
So, here's the eye of Horus again. Next, you're all seeing eye again in another package. You'll see what it kind of looks like on the AOL. If I went through all that, you'll see all sorts of... this is all over Illuminati symbolism, the triangle and the other, which is your elite, the power that be in the world. Here's another symbol of it. Look at this. See that? This exact symbol is all over Native America, but it's also in India.
Wow.
I told you things are the same wherever you go. Okay? But that exact, so there's a hand with an all-seeing eye in the middle of it. Right? That's the Italian horn. There's the Power Rangers. That's lightning bolts. This right here, anything looking like this, now they're Native American, but there's a thing called a mandala. Okay? A mandala. And a mandala is something that the Tibetan Buddhist monks draw in the sand. And when they draw it into the sand, it's an invocation of their gods to come. And they come. And by the way, the Dalai Lama came to America. He did one in Los Angeles. He did one in Dallas. He did one in Columbus, Ohio. He did one in New York. He did one in Miami. And about a few years later, there was yoga in the White House. Yoga's a problem, by the way, if you don't know. So,
nope.
Because he was releasing something. They are looking for their version of the Antichrist to come. And the reason the man came and did that, and he's held up even by Christians, this man of peace, this godly, nice man. Well, he may be nice, but he's serving demons. Amen? So, there's an elephant man. There's a symbol, earth, wind, fire, rain again. And there's a Native American form of the phoenix, which is Thunderbird. There's a mermaid, which is a mixture. You go to Genesis chapter 6, you'll see mixtures of humans and other things in the Bible. That is that's a demonic Arabic symbol. Listen, by the way, people get... I'm going to talk to you about tattoos here in a minute. And I'll say this before I ever talk about those. Is that, listen, I told you I was in the world from the time I was 10 to the time I was almost 40. And if tattoos had been my bent, I'd be covered head to foot. You wouldn't have had enough money to get them off of. Okay? I'm not telling you you have to get them off, but you need to repent for them. All right? So we make no judgments there, but people go get these symbols put on them from Arabic and Japanese and Chinese, and they don't have a clue what they say.
Yeah.
You're getting hurt no matter what they are. But above and beyond that, there's something being imparted you don't want. How many know that's called the peace sign?
Yeah.
It's also a sign from Nero. And it was an Antichrist sign, and it had to do with burning the Christians. They, by the way, put them up on a stake, and they burned them for torches. That is a pentagram. That is a pentacle, actually, which is a five-pointed star. When you see this star in a circle, it's called a pentagram. If it's upside down like this, it's satanic. Okay? There's that double-headed phoenix eagle again there. How many know that one? And we associate that with the Nazis, and it sure was, but they borrowed it. That's an ancient symbol. Earth, wind, fire, and rain, elements, portals. How many know what a portal is? Okay. A portal is an access from the spirit realm onto the earth. So there's, look, we want an open window of heaven from Yahweh's throne, God's throne, straight into our lives. When that open window is there, that's when you get healed, that's when you get delivered, that's when you're provided for. That is living under His shelter. Amen? All right? But there are portals that get opened by our own behavior, but there's also portals all over the world that are opened by rituals done by men inviting fallen beings to come into our realm. And that's what the Nazis were occultic. That was not so much a political group as a cult. It was a witchcraft, satanic, inspired cult. And by the way, they're not all gone right. Still the world today. All right, sun gods. If you've got sun gods, you're a Christian, you got a sun god out on your patio, you know, you just like the way that it looks, you brought a curse into your house. Look at these. See these swirls? Man, 10 years ago, there weren't any swirls anywhere. Now they're on everything. All right, they represent those portals again. They also represent chaos or anarchy. Okay, bring confusion into home. There's yin yang, which means it's Eastern Oriental. It's out of Buddhism and Taoism, and it means good and bad. Listen, the concept of in these belief systems, God is this force. that is both good and bad and male and female, okay? And black and white, all right? And out of him, they believe, have come. Has anybody heard the term avatars?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the avatars were, they believe that Moses was an avatar, and Abraham was an avatar, and Gandhi was an avatar, and Muhammad was an avatar, and they throw Jesus right in the middle of all that. And they're looking for a final avatar to come. So, if I had it on here, and you don't see it, but you'd see your Pepsis, your Sprites, everything else has it, okay? So, I'm not telling you quit drinking Pepsis and Sprites, okay? But know that our world is corrupted, okay? There are things you don't want in your house. So don't go bringing yin-yang symbols into your house. If I had a church and it had flags on it, I'd have the name of the nation on white. I would not have that in my church. Because it's cursed. It's not holy. I'd have Korea on there because the Korean flag looks just like that with different colors. Okay? So, and by the way, most of the flags of the world are pretty messed up. You really start looking at it. All right. See this symbol here? Isn't that pretty? Okay? That's a goddess of death called K-A-L-I, but you'll also see that symbol throughout the Northeast and many other places in the Native American cultures. And that in the Northeast is the principal god up there, and that's the place where it has the most serial killings anywhere in the world. Okay. Totem poles, they're unholy. One time back in the early days when the Lord was teaching us, my wife and I burned some incense, and both of us, it caused a problem. She got off and left mad, but both of us saw a vision, and the vision was real cloudy, and then it narrowed down into two totem poles. She saw it and I saw it. Or it was one totem pole apiece, but we both saw it. And then I looked at the incense, and the incense said, made by Native America. And I knew immediately, okay, I know what the problem is. We got rid of it. Incense. Listen, unless you know it was a Christian that made it, and you know him personally, I recommend against it. Okay? Okay? Trident. This is Neptune's symbol. Okay? Unicorns. How many know, anybody ever seen the Karate Kid?
Yeah.
Right? You remember that thing that went ding, 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 ding? You know what that was for? Because in Okinawa, when you need help from spirits, you bang those drums like that, and the spirits come and help you.
Wow.
So what happened in the show, he's getting whipped, everybody gets up, starts conjuring those demons, and all of a sudden he whips the bad guy. Okay? All right, that's a website if you want to go explore symbolism. Thank you, Father. Before we move on, everybody say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Only if you agree. If you don't agree with this, don't pray. But if you do, say it. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to say. We're going to ask the Lord to show us what symbols are unholy.
Amen.
And show us where they are, what they are, how to get rid of them, how to destroy them. Some things need to be burned. If you got a bunch of old nasty rock and roll CDs you need to get rid of, don't go sell them. Give your rattlesnake to somebody else. You get that? Get rid of them. Have a burn party. Have some fun. You might even hear demons scream while you burn them. You got Buddhas, junk in your house, anything you can burn, burn.
Right.
And then anything you can destroy, destroy it. Don't throw it in the garbage. The dog will dig it out and bring it back on your porch, or somebody else will get it. I'm just telling you. It's the way it works. We want to get rid of that stuff. So, Father, in the name of Jesus,
I repent for unholy symbols.
I want to be shown where I've been a bad witness through
symbols.
And whatever symbols are in my house that allow access of the enemy into my life, I'm asking in Jesus' name. How many know He wants to do that for you? Amen. Now we're going to talk about jewelry. So really it's back to the symbology teaching, but I'm just going to work you through some jewelry that we'll just see some lights. Alright. See that thing there? Listen, I've seen all sorts of Christian shirts, T-shirts, and I've always looked at them, and they had all those things, and they're supposed to be angels, but I'm looking at them, and I don't like them. There's something wrong. You see, that's in your knower. See, that's what the Holy Spirit will do for you. The more this stuff we get out of us, the more we're able to see what's right and wrong. I kept looking at these shirts. There's something wrong. Well, look at that thing. Look at the wings on it. You see that replicated all over the place. That is a spirit called Atreus. He's a god of wind, dust, and stars. Now look at that nice piece of jewelry. That represents a goddess called Persephone, who is the underworld, of god of the underworld, and the wife of Hades. Here's another one of Atreus, and there's another one of Persephone. Now how in the world? See, these even look different, okay? You have to walk with the Lord and ask Him and get cleansed. And the more cleansed you are, you're just able to look and say, God, is that of me? And I'm going to tell you something. I tell everybody this. If you've got something in your house you're questioning, put it beside your bed and go to sleep. Put it beside your bed. If you don't sleep all night because your spirit man's worn and you never fully go to sleep, it's because something's wrong. You have a dream that y'all not have, something come up, something's wrong. Repent and get rid of the thing.
Yeah.
One time, our son and his, he's our son, but he was born of another mother. Okay? But this young man wanted to buy something for his natural mother. He wanted to buy a giraffe because she liked giraffes. So we bought one. It was a leather giraffe out of a Walmart. And he took that thing, and I looked at it, and I said, son, I don't necessarily trust this thing. And I said, I don't want to. She got enough problems. I don't want to send this snake home, you know, in the form of this giraffe. So I set that giraffe by my bed, and I didn't sleep all night. I was, you know, it's that place where you're not fully asleep. Because there's a war going on. The Bible, our spirit man is war, and the Bible even says that the Lord wars for us while we're asleep. But so I've never entered into rest. And so I got up the next day and I knew something was wrong with it. We put that thing in the fire and all three of us heard it scream. It's the demon coming out as it was losing its home. So you got to pray. Look at things. Alright. So Greek goddesses, there's Pegasus, the winged horse. This thing here, this little owl, that's Minerva. That's a Greek goddess. You'd also know her as Venus. Okay? Look at that. There's your evil eye right here. Very common also in the Islamic world. Look at Buddha. Look at all these. You wouldn't look at those and know they were Buddha. Look at even the Christian elements. See the crosses there and all that? It's all Buddha jewelry. Okay? You see? More Buddha jewelry. These are Celtic gods' jewelry. Okay? This is a guy. Anybody ever heard of CERN?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, this collider thing going on here. Well, this it's named after this guy, Cernunnos. He's the god of the underworld. Okay? This guy here is called the Green Man. Listen, anything you see a man's face on, you don't want.
Right.
Don't go nailing any man's face to a tree. Unless you want something to be there for you. Okay? Because it's an invite to open portals of spirit realm. There's a moon goddess. See, and all these, see all those knots all around there? That's called a Celtic knot, a Gordian knot. And it is a demonic tie. I saw a guy have this made, and now listen to me. I saw a guy have something, to see that knot made, and he had it all the way around. He had a tattoo on his arm, and he had the name of his little sister circled in that knot. Okay? She died. And ultimately, as we got to the root of that, he blamed himself for her death. But that tattoo and that knot tied him to that moment. It was 10 years later we ministered to him. He got some tremendous deliverance. Now, look at that pretty thing. Now, see, I really tried. In some of these, I couldn't find anything pretty. Go ahead.
Is there any way we can move the party a little bit? Because like most of us can't see the screen back here.
And hold the microphone. All right, we can do that. All right. I can give you a little bit. Is that better?
Yes, sir.
All right. We still right here? Thank you, Father.
I'll tell
you
all There we go.
We got some seats over here.
There's more seats over there, too, if you want to call. And listen, if you're young and you got it in you, come sit on the floor over here. Thank you, Father. All right, so I tried to choose amongst this some of them are obviously ugly, and most women wouldn't want them, but there's many of them that do have some appeal. So if you look at the one, it's Freya's necklace, and Freya is a fertility goddess of the Nordic people.
Is this on the website too?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, yeah, there'll be a DVD here too. It might get some of that in there. It probably won't. Yeah. But so you got Odin's ravens here on the right. So Odin is the Norse god, who's the chief god of the. When I'm saying Norse, we're talking Vikings here. Norway, Denmark, Sweden, Finland. And they're Germanic gods, so their roots come out of Germany, too. So this here is a curse and an implement. Remember, I showed you an amulet earlier that was supposed to provide protection and all that? Well, that, you know, thing that looks like a snowflake but a little bit different is actually a curse. Then right here is a wheel that is a sun disc. It has to do with sun worship. Okay? I knew a man one time that claimed that he used to be a Satanist. And that he'd been delivered, okay? And he was a minister. But when I looked at his Facebook page, he had that on it. Now, let me tell you something. If you come out of that, and you're really out of it, you don't have nothing to do with that. So I knew that we had a wolf in sheep's clothes. All right. Zuni sun gods. Dream catchers, again, in the form of necklaces. Earth, wind, fire, and rain again, and the all-seeing eye in the middle of Native American necklaces. There's your Thunderbird. That's your phoenix. That's the Native American version of a phoenix. Up here, Santeria. Santeria is a witchcraft. Really heavy down in Mexico, some in the Caribbean, and in Central America. You get different forms when you go down into South America called Macumba. But these are Santeria necklaces, okay? These particular colored ones, and there was probably 10 of them, but they represent a specific god, Ochosi, Oshun, and this one says it's a hunter of justice, the truth, and fairness. They have powers attributed to them, okay? So if you had them, anything like it, ask the Lord. Here's Kabbalah. Kabbalah is Jewish witchcraft, okay? It is a place where they invoke the word of God to call on angels to perform what they want them to perform. Many of your movie stars are involved in Kabbalah. Madonna, all sorts of them, you look it up.
And there's some false prophets involved.
And some false prophets, that's right, sister. All right, there again is a yin-yang, a little prettier, a little look. Here's a crucifix. Jesus is not on the cross. He's not being sacrificed again. And although there are some saved Catholics, there's many, many aspects of Catholicism that's got many, many problems. And you need to know that. And ultimately, even the Catholic Communion, when you look at it's called the Eucharist, it's called transubstantiation, and the belief is that every time you go to the priest and you receive Communion, Jesus is being pulled down from the cross, from heaven, and put on the cross again. And that's a lie. Okay? Jesus was one time sacrificed for all. But this is an icon, and one of the dangers of an icon and what happened throughout the Catholic Church is the worship of idols and relics and giving holy status to things that aren't God. And so that's what happens with a crucifix, and the average Catholic thinks that protects them. Now, if you think that, or a St. Christopher, or even, I've got news for you, if you take a regular cross that doesn't have that emblem, and you put it on, and you think that cross protects you, you made it an amulet. The only thing that protects you is relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? All right. So, understand the enemy is an equal opportunity destroyer. You don't care how it gets to you. So, now, right here is another Jewish medallion. And now this really stomps on people's sacred cows because this star here, okay, is a witchcraft symbol. It's not the Star of David. It came through Solomon, but it also is called the Star of Remphan, who ultimately is Saturn. God addressed it in the Bible, and the reason it's on the Jewish flag is because a man named Meyer Rothschild, who is Illuminati, financed Israel. Now, God can use the devil to pay for what he wants to. Okay? And he did. But the reason that's on the flag is that's his personal symbol. Okay? It won't be that in the millennium, I promise you. It'll be a grape leaf, or an olive tree or something along those lines. So, but Islamic stuff. Here's Islamic bracelets. Necklaces look about the same. There's another one. They're kind of halfway pretty, but see that symbol in the middle of it?
Okay.
I've sold them all the time.
You see them?
At the stores in Florida.
Uh-huh.
They'd be sitting outside the store.
Yeah.
And they don't even be Islamic people. It'd be Caucasian other people selling them.
Yeah. So now, according to those in the know in Islam, they've just claimed you.
Wow.
Just know that. When they build a mosque somewhere in this country, they claim that territory. That's why they want to put it on the 911 side. Because they're claiming the territory, claiming the victory. Here's a charm bracelet. Okay? So look, a charm is an item worn for its supposed magical benefit as a warding off evil, an amulet, an action or formula that has magical power. So sorry, we walk in a lot of ignorance. Now, purpose of all this isn't to make you paranoid. Purpose of all this gets you to talk to God. What's of you, Lord, and what's not?
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And you know what? I love you whether you believe it or not. We just give the warning. We want to see people prosper. We want people to live and not die and declare the works of God and to make it. All right. So we're going to go into toys and games. Look at these freaks. Now, look at that. Is that of the Lord? So you got, oh, well, this could be a kid, this kid. Look how their eyes are dark. You know, there's reports all over the world of children showing up with black eyes. Something's wrong. Soulless people. We live in a world full of fear, perversion, witchcraft, and violence. It is rebellion to God. What our children watch will directly affect how they perceive God. Their obedience to parents, teachers, and one day employers. We have to learn to guard our gates. The eye gate and the ear gate are where we receive from our environment the core of our belief system. What is put in comes out. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, my brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are right, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there is any virtue, if there is any praise, think on these things. Now let's look at a few of the items being sold for our children and see if they meet this criteria. Before I move on, is there anything lovely about that?
No.
Okay. How about that?
No.
Okay.
I think they'll burn good, though.
Yeah, they will burn good. They make good kindling. Deuteronomy 18:12. There shall not be found amongst you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or who uses divination, or an observer of clouds, or a fortune teller, or a witch. God hates witchcraft. But outside are the dogs and the sorcerers, the fornicators, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and makes a lie. He hates black magic. He hates white magic. He hates all forms of divination. He is the spirit of truth and would never use fantasy about sin to teach his children. God's not a God of fantasy. Listen, he's the God of truth. And although he uses things we do that are messed up to reach people, he does. How many know? Say, everybody say, I'm messed up. Are we not? The closer you get to the Lord, the more you know how messed up you are, the more you know how holy he is. You may not do what you used to do, and you may do good things now as you walk things out in the Lord, but you know he's God, and you know you're not. And you have that understanding. But he is not a God of fantasy. He leads us into all truth. So here's magic, witchcraft, dragons, hydras, unicorns, and there's a pony, one of them that's gay. She's a lesbian. There's a target audience of men watching now, too. I present to you that's going to lead to pedophilia. No reason for that. Okay? I saw one site that detailed much in subliminal messages, including sexual. All sorts of witchcraft being put out by these shows. My Little Pony seems innocent, but now, you know, that girl is a fairy. A fairy is a supernatural being. By the way, witchcraft has come to America. And witchcraft is opening portals. And all of these playing games with witchcraft, seeking after things, seeking and being entertained by witchcraft, and playing games with it is opening doors. And people are beginning to see things all over the earth that we used to read about in a fairy tale and think it wasn't real.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www. lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.